This is IGN.
Hey there. Did you know Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower than low prices? And when you download the Kroger app, you'll enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. And don't forget fuel points to help you save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. Want to save even more? With a Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points and free delivery. So shop and save big at Kroger today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
As a longtime foreign correspondent, I've worked in lots of places, but nowhere as important to the world as China. I'm Jane Perlez, former Beijing bureau chief for the New York Times. Join me on my new podcast, Face Off, U.S. versus China, where I'll take you behind the scenes in the tumultuous U.S.-China relationship. Find Face Off wherever you get your podcasts.
Driller Instinct. This is your IGN review of Pepper Grinder by Tristan Ogilvy. To describe a game as being a nonstop grind from start to finish would be considered a negative in almost any other context, but not in the case of Pepper Grinder. This energetic platforming adventure straps a high-powered drill to your hand and throttles you forward through a series of terrain-churning 2D paths littered with enemies to pummel and challenging platform sections to navigate at speed. It's lively, fluid, and frequently frantic, and folds in some fun diversions that help each stage stand out, even though a surprisingly short list of levels means that Pepper Grinder is here for a good time rather than a long time. The setup is simple. A young girl named Pepper washes ashore on a mysterious island crawling with narwhal-like creatures known as the Gnarlings, gets unceremoniously dropped to the bottom of a cavern, straps on a power drill, and gives it the grooviest of Bruce Campbell-like revs before riding a wave of mutilation through the monster army and gathering enough gemstones along the way to bedazzle a pair of Beyoncé's boots. From there, it never stops feeling great to steer the pint-sized Pepper through sand and soil like a gas-fueled groundhog before emerging at an enemy's feet to give them the spikiest of surprise attacks. Yet although it involves carving holes through rock and dirt with a runaway power drill, Pepper Grinder's momentum-based movement doesn't exactly break new ground. It actually feels highly reminiscent of Sega's Echo the Dolphin, only with turf in place of surf, swapping out bodies of water for suspended chunks of earth to form the basis of an adventure that's less about landing precisely on top of platforms than it is tunneling straight through them. Still, although it may effectively be an echo of an echo, Pepper Grinder successfully stands on its own, thanks to the sheer variety of challenges to be found in its stages. In one, you might get a literal helping hand between platforms from a friendly giant, while in another, you'll dive drill first into saltwater sections and tear through the underbelly of heavily armored gnarling attack boats in order to sink them. While there's a healthy variety of enemy types to encounter in Pepper Grinder, it's somewhat deflating that there are only four boss fights to be found, but they're at least significantly distinct from each other. One involved a close encounter with a bust-sized rhino beetle that scrambled up the walls and along the ceiling, while another challenged me with toppling a towering magma worm that punched momentum-halting holes in the terrain with its own pair of damaging drill arms. While they are certainly physically imposing, none of these bosses are particularly tough to take down since their attack and movement patterns are limited and mostly easy to avoid. That is, with the exception of the final boss, whose wide area of effect strikes had me riding my luck just as much as Pepper's power drill, as I frequently surfed my way within a pixel's width of death. As a result, overcoming Pepper Grinder's hardened final hurdle left me feeling invigorated as I watched the credits finally roll after multiple tension-filled attempts. As far as replay potential goes, each stage contains 5 skull coins to collect, typically hidden behind false walls or at the end of particularly tricky platforming sections, and you can spend them in the in-game shop to unlock a bonus level in each world at the cost of 10 coins apiece. These levels are some of Pepper Grinder's most enjoyable, including a Donkey Kong Country-inspired cannon course that places the emphasis on precise timing as you bisect hovering hordes of enemies carrying spiky shields, and another that forces you to frantically propel yourself skyward through a series of ice clumps cascading down frozen waterfalls. Like its diminutive main character, Pepper Grinder may be a little on the short side, but even this small pinch of pepper still packs plenty of punch. Plowing through platforms feels fantastic. No two levels ever seem the same, and there are some wonderfully destructive toys to discover and employ along the way. I do wish the boss fights outside of the final encounter were a bit more challenging, and the lack of anything meaningful to buy in the in-game store meant I didn't feel compelled to take too many return trips through each world to collect any missed currency and extend my playtime. But if you're in the mood for a short but sweet slice of propulsive platforming action of a kind rarely seen since Echo the Dolphin's last adventure, Pepper Grinder is all driller and no filler. Pepper Grinder's IGN score? 7. Thanks for listening to IGN. My name is Tony Jackson, and for the latest Pepper Grinder updates, visit us at IGN.com.
Spoken Layer.
Want to learn how you can make smarter decisions with your money? Well, I've got the podcast for you. I'm Sean Piles, and I host NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast. Our show features our team of nerds, personal finance experts in credit cards, banking, investing, and more. And they'll help you make the most of your money while cutting through the clutter and misinformation in today's world of personal finance. You'll get clarity on strategies to help you build your wealth, invest wisely, shop for financial products, and plan for major life events. Listen to NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast wherever you get your podcasts.